Something in the air is wrong. Can you tell me what it is, Lieutenant?
I don't know, sir. Maybe it's because there's no sound.
Lost Discs Radio.
You can't hear it, but I can.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The Out of Sight Sounds of Lost Discs radio show coming to you there at the top of the hour. Right? Well, coming to you on Rockin' Radio at rockinradio.com. Coming to you mainly, though, right now, live over your shortwave radio. Right? It's got to be 5110 kilohertz, upper sideband, underground shortwave experience for those of you folks.
Stop.
Who are out there tonight on October 1st of 2011. Very exciting now to be in at the top, not just the top of the hour there, Doc.
Stop the pumpkin ale.
But top of the month to you,
right?
And it is, and folks, if you're out there and you're digging it, man, just stay tuned. Just buckle yourselves in. It's going to be a fun ride, we're hoping. Doc, maybe. You know, one of the reasons why is we have a guest in the studio tonight. Brad of Grits Radio fame is over here, and Doc, you're going to have to share that microphonium.
With Stop the pumpkin.
Howdy, folks. Howdy, folks.
Okay. And so we'll and somehow Chesty's cackling in the background. You know, the irony about Chesty cackling in the background there off mic is that there is no there's no chick pick really tonight. Okay? Because unless I guess you want to count that one right there, but that the problem with that is that Joe Stacks sent that one over some time back. And Joe, lay it on us. Who are we hearing there on that version at the top of the hour?
All right. Well, you're hearing an unusual lineup of a group called Sam Gopal.
Yeah, man.
Named for their percussion guy, an Indian living in London in the mid '60s. He was a tabla player. So you don't on the whole album. You don't have a conventional drum kit. You just have that cool percussion. Yeah. And this is a sweet cover of Donovan's classic, vocals and I believe rhythm guitar on that by a guy named Ian Willis, who's sometimes known as Ian Kilminster. We might know him better for later joining Hawkwind to play bass and calling himself Lemmy.
Oh, wow. No way, huh?
Yeah, that was, well, and then in between he roadied for Jimi Hendrix, too.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Well, all right. Thanks for the infos on that. That was fantastic. Opening track.
That was a great one, Joe. I really
enjoyed for sending that one over. And sure. Now, look, something's happening now here this month of October. I have a good friend, a dear friend. Okay, now back. This is back home, back in the old sticks there where I used to be banging. Doc.
What?
Back in the day, back when I was a punk. Young punk.
Oh, when you were drinking the straw out of the side of the building?
Yeah, when you would go to the straw stuff. You go to the straw brewery up in St. Mary's, PA, and they have a tap on the side of the building. You just show up with your Stern or your Stein.
Right.
Or your mug.
Up there with your bicycle with a banana seat and a sissy bar.
The little... You got your basket with the little daisies in the front of the basket.
And you might have even had a little bell on it.
Yeah, on the bike there. Yeah, you did, dog. And this, you pull it up and you take it the thing and you pour a nice, cool draft tap of Straub, right?
Right.
Into your container and then you're off. Then you're back down the road.
You're like being a gangster, going back to being your gangster self.
You're tapping the building.
Right.
As Joe Stack says.
Yeah.
Right? But back in them days, man, I used to hang out with this chick named Julie. And here's how it went. Julie's like, a few years older than me. Okay? And my a few. Like.
Eight?
Like a couple. Like, this is going to be her birthday celebration coming up. So we don't want to be drawing any conclusions here about people's ages necessarily. But this is the big one for Julie. And she's turning the big one.
What?
50.
He's turning the big 50 at the end of this month.
But we're not going to make a big deal out of it or tell anybody.
No, right. but she's having a big... She's
broadcasted to several hemispheres.
Well, here's the problem. She's having a big bash in the end of the month. And so I don't know if we're going to be able to make the bash. But we got a set of songs tonight. No, exactly. My point was, in telling that, is that when I first started hooking up with this and we had a great friendship going,
Was she your babysitter?
Platonic, Doc. Totally platonic is what I'm... And then, anyway, Julie has been more than a friend over the years, a confidant, an existential guide, as they once used to say back in the 70s. And so when I first was like going over to her place one time just to like hang out and like watch the Monkees movie Head and 2001 A Space Odyssey and all those Kubrick films that we used to watch... My brother was so outraged that my mom would let me, some young, chump of like 17, go over to this older woman's house. He screamed, "Don't you understand? She's nearly 50!" Now, this was in 1986, folks. Okay? And I just want to say that we are live tonight on BCQ on October 1st of 2011, if you didn't catch that. So here we go into our set. This goes out. I hope my brother's listening, but we know he's not. To Julie, tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Turns purple for Julie.
Mexican clowns are all dancing for Julie. Green bells on their ass. Alone. Strawberry monkey.
spotlight is dancing and drinking rose wine. Can you hear them dancing? You see them dancing, you feel them dancing.
And boy, did I get stoned. I got lost for 3 days and I was only a couple of blocks away from home.
Lost Discs Radio.
Are you afraid? So are a lot of other people.
So stick around until 11 o'clock, okay?
In 1793, an evil woman named Angelique said with glee, I cast a spell on Barnabas, and what was even worse, she turned him into a vampire. That was his curse. It's dark and the moon is full and there's nothing to do. Be careful when you walk at night or he'll put the bite on you. Blood set up going on TV. Barnabas had flown away to Collinsport in Maine to become the Ed Sullivan of the jugular vein.
Barnabas, we must confess, we dig your pearly fangs and your best dangers. Funny people's merits is your ghoulish desire. Barnabas, your favorite vampire.
Sing my song, boys and ghouls.
Sure. Yeah, he is. Barnabas there from Dark Shadows. You know, there's some people trying to cash in on the Dark Shadows craze, you know, from back when the show was on. That's a group unbelievably called the Vampire State Building. Okay, on the Roulette Records label. Joe, before we get into the thing that you were sending over in this Dark Shadows vein, anything you can say or are willing to say about the Vampire State Building?
Well, I mean, not a lot. I'm guessing probably a studio concoction, just you know, for the novelty cash-in.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a couple of writing credits on the 45, produced by the guys who wrote it, Jerry Gross and John Lombardo. Other than that, I mean, yeah, nothing. I was trying to use Dust Googles to find anything, but there's more out there on a group from the 90s who were an industrial Danish band, or Norwegian, sorry, called Vampire State Building, and that's of no help at all.
Oh, well, good to know for fans of that 90s incarnation of the group of the same name that there is no connection with the lost discs we played there of that name. It's worth mentioning, I guess, this type of stuff. Before that, it was Culpepper's Orchard on the Polydor label. Yes, we have the LP. We played it off the vinyl. Doing the title cut to their third album, a song called Julia, and that was going out as well as the Kaleidoscope track that kicked off that set, A Dream for Julie by Kaleidoscope. Now that's the British Kaleidoscope right? That's out of 1967 off their Tangerine Dream album.
Oh.
Right? That's where the group got their
name.
Tangerine Dream. Tangerine Dream. Joe. Now, Joe, before we get too far afield here, I had when you saw that I was doing this Barnabas record from Vampire State Building, you shot me an email and said, yeah, yeah, but what about another Barnabas Dark Shadows tie-in on the Date label? You want to talk about that real quick?
Well, sure. Well, you know, it was the golden age of the Dark Shadows cash-in, and I copped this some years back. There was a real sweet obscurity series called Fuzz Flakes and Shakes, and this was from Volume 3 of that, and when I saw that Barnabas out there, I just went, oh, wait, you know, the light went on, the fridge door opened, and I said, well, you got to hear this one. It's called Barney Bus.
Yeah.
By a group called The Young Ideas.
Okay. Now, Joe, as much as you were blowing my mind when you sent that email, I'm going to blow your mind now by playing that song off the original 45 platter that's on my hot little turntable right now.
Oh, that's so sweet.
On the Date label, just like you said it was. And it was filed in the right spot. Right? Not in the Halloween section where it probably should have been, but that's only because we didn't get the reference to Dark Shadows. Right? So here it is, the obscure group, The Young Ideas, exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
There's a guy around, my girl's dying to me. His name is Barney, and he moved here from Transylvania Street.
Evil, 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 evil. horrible that the human mind cannot imagine them.
So go to your neighborhood movie and see Frankenstein, starring Boris Karloff in a chiller diller that is guaranteed to make your end stand on hair. That is, to make your end stand up.
What would I do if I made you cry? What would I do if you said bye-bye? Well, I guess I bet the tears from your weeping eyes and beg you to give me one more try, or else,
oh yeah, oh yeah,
I'll go out of my mind. What would I do if you said we're through? What if you found somebody new? When we share a kiss, well, something inside goes flippity flop. Makes me think I'm gonna blow my top, cause you set me right out of my mind.
I got a question. How come oldie stations are always playing the same song? How about some new oldies, geniuses?
You mean I'm not the only crazy kook around?
I went to see my baby, it was a drizzling rain. I found a note, she had rolled, she took the highbound train. And then I saw him, the stranger dressed in black.
I saw that stranger, one like that stranger.
And he ain't ever leaving till you come on back.
I saw that stranger, don't like that stranger.
I went up to a shanty just like I did before. I knocked three times just to find the stranger at the door. The stranger dressed in black.
I saw that stranger, don't like that stranger.
And he ain't ever leaving till you come back.
Stranger, stranger, don't like that stranger.
I think about you, baby. Walking shoes, sure to meet him down the street. The stranger is my delight. The stranger, the stranger dressed in black.
I saw the stranger, don't like the stranger.
And he ain't ever leaving till you come on back.
I saw the stranger.
Well, listen to me, woman, try to understand. I can't take it, I can't escape it. This devil ain't no man. The stranger, the stranger dressed in black.
I saw that stranger, don't like that stranger.
He'll take you from me, baby.
Now let me tell you punk something.
Lost Disc Radio.
Later you will hear part of the countdown.
Pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer e morrer. Mandei fazer de puro aço brilhoso um punhal para matar o meu amor e matei às 5 horas na avenida. Pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer e morrer. Mandei plantar folhas de sonho no jardim do solar. As folhas sabem procurar pelo sol e as raízes procurar.
Yes, it was those Mutantes. Yes, it was. All right. Are you okay? Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Those Mutantes action, right? Some psych tropicalia action out of Brazil. Okay. Right, Joe? Joe, come on, back me up on these guys. What's going on in this chick, in this group, this Os Mutantes Brazilian thing?
Man, what can you say? I mean, they're the psychedelic side of the tropicalia movement. You got guys like Tom Z and Jorge Ben, and then you got these total Os Mutantes. I mean,
yeah.
Singing in Portuguese with I guess the British Rita Lee.
Yeah, right, Rita Lee. Yes.
Playing their homemade instruments. Man, what a wild group.
Yeah, what a wild group. People just need to stop and just go out and seek out more of this music. I'm telling you, Os Mutantes, oh my God. Good, great, incredible stuff. We're sending that out to our friends Sherman, Heather, and Willow, who are listening right now in Brazil. Let's get the email up right now. Now we've been they went down there. These folks are friends that we grew up with. They moved up to New Hampshire way about, you know, 15 years ago, about the same time we relocated here to Connecticut. And so we've been in touch with them all these years, and now they've just decided to put their lives on hold and move to Brazil for a year. Boom, they're just going. They're taking the kid, they're going, they're packing up, they're putting stuff in storage, renting the house, sold their car, and that's it. They're down there wishing that they could buy peanut butter. Okay, and so this just in, right, and they're just going to do it for a year, just to see, just because, right, just because. And it was Sherm who actually got on the pooter down there and got on the email action, and he says, "Hey, Jimmy and I just wanted to let you know that they are right now listening from Florianopolis on the island of Santa Catarina in Brazil." Now, this is also known as Magic Island, right? He's digging the show, and I guess they're all digging the show. What can I tell you?
What I want to know is if his Tyvek suit is in storage or not, or did he take that with him?
Now, tell him what you mean by that. We had
a party once, yeah, and Sherm wore a Tyvek suit.
Yes, and the idea was to do what?
To take Sharpies and write on him.
Correct.
Right, wherever he wanted, whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
He was like a cartoon man.
Yeah.
It was a Tyvek suit. That was just cool. I had never a Tyvek jumpsuit.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's Sherm for you.
Right.
And so anyway, there he is on the email. And folks, we didn't even give out the email address yet this hour. And we better do it damn quick there, Doc.
Jeez, lost this radio. Yeah.
Well, I mean, say it. Say it normally, though, so people that are listening in real time can get it quickly.
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com.
Right.
Discs with a C.
Well, spell the word discs.
Discs Radio.
Letter C in it. Also there, it's worth mentioning, to back announce, we had Pat Kelly off the Chick Records label, Stranger Dressed in Black. A little 1958 rockabilly action there on the 45, and... the Platters was in there on the Mercury label, Out of My Mind, and we kicked off that set with the Ruby L's on the Flip Records label, 1957, with Evil, right, because we're feeling evil, I guess, tonight on the show for October 2011. Tons of emails coming in real quick. Let's just try to go through them. You know, Cosmic Debris out there with Jane in Mount Airy, Maryland. Here comes John Walpole Mass, and he has a message for Chesty. He says, "Tell Chesty that Shipyard Pumpkin Ale outsells everything, sells out every weekend at Palumbo's Liquors in Walpole, Mass."
Oh, see? Palumbo's. I've been in Palumbo's. That's crazy.
Yes, you have.
It's right next to near the Texaco.
Yeah,
right? Is there a Texaco on the corner?
I drive by that place every day to work.
Wow.
Mike in downtown Keswick, Ontario, getting it on 5110 kilohertz, folks, with a distorted signal. Okay, now he's wondering if Ken in Scarborough is listening tonight. And if he does, he has a question. He wants to, now here we are. He says, Ken in Keswick, Ontario, wants to know who's cooking dinner tomorrow night. He's asking Ken in Scarborough, who's cooking dinner? Okay, so we're proud to be your service here tonight for messages and other felicitations. Who else have we got chiming in here? Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, checking in, getting it on 5110. Nate Moore in Texas. Quite pull in the 5110 signal, but he wasn't digging our version of Season of the Witch we had there at the top of the hour. Jason in Halifax, Nova Scotia, somehow digging it. And yes, we've got your Ugly Ducklings request coming off of the original vinyl in the After Hours show here. Hopefully we'll keep us on the transmit a little past 11 o'clock. What can I tell you? And good old Filthy Phil from the show. What's the name of the show, Brad?
Plastic Magic.
Plastic Magic, heard sometimes on Sunday nights on Area 51 WBCQ Underground Shortwave Experience at 8 o'clock p.m. And he somehow had a gig tonight that fell through, so he's able to catch the show, digging it with an audible signal on 5110, digging that version of Season of the Witch, which he had never heard. He's got it fired up on the Halicrafters and having a bottle of Delirium Nocturnum, and he's throwing out the 73s to everyone in the studio, right? What can I tell you, folks? This is what the people do when they're sitting around wasting hours of their lives listening to this program. If you need to check this out on the downloads, you can always check out our website. It is LostDiscsRadio.com. Again, you're spelling the word discs with a C, and that's where you can vote on the new record label poll that we have up on our website. We got three record labels up there that you can vote for which one you like the graphics of.
Do we have a new one because we have an old one ready to go?
The new one's already up.
Right, but that means we have results from it. All right. Would you let Brad do the honors? I absolutely would. Uh-oh. Okay. Oh.
Brad of Grits Radio fame is going to do the honors, count down the poll for us tonight. And we are... Just let me cue up the turntable here, Brad, while you're getting your bearings on the info data collection sheet there. Please stand by. Okay, so Brad, we are looking now for our third place winner at the poll that we just took down from our website page there. What would you like to tell us about the label and the artist? Or the label, I guess.
Number three is Trump.
Yes.
With 16 votes at 22%.
All right, let's do it.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number
10987654.
Yes. It is Piccadilly Circus tonight on the Trump Records label, folks. It's going to be a little square, so sit back and hang on.
Fletcher has a heavy heart. Says the world is falling all apart. He likes to talk about the good old days. And wants to lead us back that way. The Civic Club is looking with alarm. And everything is gonna bring us harm. Like thinking with an open mind. Like seeking that we can find. Like leaving yesterday behind.
Joe, real quick there. Joe Stacks, anything that you care to say or that you've dug up about this group?
Well, no, they're actually, as far as I can tell, pretty obscure. The Trump label was out of, I believe, Kentucky.
Oh, okay,
and,
that's cool.
It's floating around on the net that this group may have come from Memphis.
Yeah, that's funny because it says actually at the bottom of the label, recorded in Memphis. So,
maybe that's why we think that.
And by the way, well, I just want to point out that Mr. Bill in Globe, Arizona, who is getting it on 5110 kilohertz upper sideband underground and shortwave experience out there, just emailed in and said, wow, Joe Stacks really knows his shit, man. And I think we just proved it right there, okay? All right, on with the poll there. Brad, what you got for number two?
All right, first off, we've got a shout out to the Vikings who are listening online over in Johnson's Garage.
Yeah.
Can I just point out how
Viking Hall?
I gotta point out how fortuitous that is too. Do you know? And this is no small exaggeration to say that my friend Julie, who we were playing the records for at the top of the hour for her 50th birthday this month of October, 2011, her favorite football team is the Minnesota Vikings. Like, she actually went out there for a job interview to get hired by them at one point in her life. She was so fanatical about this group.
But she was too old.
But she didn't get the job. But then, anyway, your
too old.
Your underground, yeah. Yeah, because she'd be like, what, if she was 50 in 1986, yeah. We figured,
well,
yeah, what, she's 70.
Yeah, right.
70 what? 75. 75 right now, turning 70.
That's old.
Anyway, it ties in with your thing there and your people in Johnson's Garage there. And so here we go.
The number two is the Card Label with 21 votes, 29%.
Lost Discs Radio.
Well, let's just do it, Brad. Here we go.
Play speak number.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3.
Yeah, man. Out of sight sound of the Aztecs with a little number called Traffic Jam. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio. Just in on the email here, folks, from Ken and Marlene in Toronto. They just chimed in on our email saying, "Happy birthday to Julie." So sending that across the continents, folks, across the borders, at the very least. Yeah, we got to get down to the old folks' home, you know, if the letter's in to see her tomorrow on Sunday when they have visiting hours, because she's nearly. So here we go. There it is. The Card Records Label, man. All right, you should have voted on that one, folks. I really thought that was going to be the winner. You dig that, dog? You see that with the Ace of Clubs and everything?
Yeah. That's the one I voted for.
That's pretty hip. I thought that was going to take it away. But then people just could not. And you can't blame them for this. This is a classic old label from the late 50s. The early, mid, and late 50s. The old Ace label, right? Go ahead.
Which is number one with 35 votes.
Stats on that, Brad. Wait, say it again. What'd you do?
It's number one with 35 votes and at 48%.
Yeah. Lost Discs Radio.
Wow! We have a winner!
If you met a friend and never walk it down the street, as you take your head on that kiss to sleep, then bust your head and take it to ten.
What would you do?
It's a set of sugar, baby, don't you let me go. Make me thrill until I go from head to toe. Then squeeze me tight and kiss me again.
What would you do? Oh, well, I gave her a kiss.
That's what he did.
And I gave her a hug.
Oh, how he did.
Well, then I held her tight.
You know he did.
Well, then I pulled
my dog's got a mind. Now we're mad and white. If you have a chance, you can bet your life. If this same thing should happen to you,
what would you do?
That's what he did.
And I gave her a hug.
Oh, how he did.
Well, then I held her tight.
You know he did.
Well, then I
I love this girl of mine. Now we're man and wife. I didn't have a chance. You can bet your life. If this same thing should have happened to you,
what would you do?
What would you do?
to give witchcraft a bad name. It'll set the entire profession back 100 years.
This is Ace Grovney, the world's greatest sportscaster and winner of this year's Modesty Award. With me now, Blueberry Hill, legendary coach of the Rockefeller Center Super Souls, undefeated for 11 consecutive seasons.
Hey, it's what's shaking, baby.
Nothing but the leaves and the trees.
You bet, Ace, and I love it.
How's your quarterback?
Alexander the Divine. Cat doing fine.
Well, what's the deal with hips, McNeil?
Well, same as the scene with Lima Bean Green.
You bench Jivin' Clyde and Mr. Hyde.
Had to, man. Them cats was always offside.
My listeners want to know why you suspended Terrible Ely.
What was I going to do? The cat judo chopped the referee when he was down on one knee.
I see.
Tell me.
All right, Blueberry. Let's talk about your defense. Come Sunday, the Soul Bowl, in plain English. Who will comprise the Gorsum Force?
Sweet Potato Tatum, Possum Youngblood, Salt Pork Parker, and Corn Bone Pickle. Let them dudes chew on that for a while.
How about Sweetwater Claxton?
No, he'd be out. His mom is sick.
I think I met his delightful mother.
Oh?
Selling lingerie at Macy's.
No, you got to be thinking of some other mother.
Well, be that as it may, what's it really gonna be like come Sunday and the Soul Bowl?
Well, I tell you this, Ace, we're gonna be there as high as a Lenox Avenue fish fry. I mean, let them cats take their best hold. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, let's hear your lineup, Blue.
Well, I don't know who's gonna play, but sure, here's the roster. Homesick Harris, Sonny Bright, Bad Wills Clarence, and Huckabuck Wright. Booker T. Welfare, Two-Face Macy. Natural Nate, Nowhere Tracy. Out of Town Brown, Black Magic Ray. Jangle George Johnson and All the Way Gray. Slow Learning Turner and Strawberry Roan. Bunsen Burner and Tyrone Stone. Dancing Anderson, Fluid Drive Dixon, Hopalong Henderson, and Tricky Nixon. Business Ben, Boogaloo Bell, Fingers Trenton, and Funky Marcel. Earthquake Blake, Hips McNeil, Jake the Snake, and the real Don Steele. Savers Davis, Lima Bean Green, Nitroglycerin, and Split the Scene Dean. Righteous Roscoe, Ivory Joe Poe, and Automatic Toe, Buffalo Joe. Later, Ace, I got to go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a startled reporter. The legendary Blueberry Hill. The amazing Blueberry Hill. Undefeated for 11 consecutive seasons. Expects to lose the Soul Bowl Sunday. I'll be back in 60 seconds.
Well, I had to do it, you know. That's a favorite standard of ours around here, man. That goes back to the old days of Lost Discs Radio.
Hey, Doc's depressed about the Reds.
And Hudson and Landry on the Door label, you know, with a Soul Bowl out of 1971, 72-ish. And anyways, man, you could send that one out to Julie, too, if you really wanted to wish her a happy birthday. I mean, come on, I guess we're sort of bookending the show there.
She must be in bed.
With her... No, in fact, Julie came in on the email. Did you know about that? Did I tell you that? She was... Let's see. I think Julie came in on the email, but now, see, the Firefox is going to freeze up again like it always does. She did come in on the email, and she was... Her mind was being blown, she said, by them Barnabas records we was tying in. Okay? So, once again, Joe, thanks for sending that over, man.
Hey, my pleasure. Hey, just a real quick one piece of discographical information about that... Date 45. Those characters, the Young Ideas, were from the Allentown, Whitehall area.
No way!
That's right. That's wow. Chesty's neck of the woods back when she was growing up as a punk in the old Allentown Whitehall area. Speaking of that.
According to one book I've got called Sounds from the Woods by Mike Kuzman Jr. Find it if you can. It's a great, great text. It enjoyed good regional action in 1968.
All right, Joe. Well, it's worth mentioning that the last record in the poll there on the old Ace label that won the record label poll at our website was none other than the Silhouettes. Right. Doing What Would You Do? And of course, we all know the Silhouettes because, you know, yes, that was the same guys who did Get a Job. Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na-na. That's true definition of a one-hit wonder, Doc. You know that, right?
What's that, the Silhouettes?
Yeah, they went all the way to number one with their first shot out of the box, and then they never had another record that hit anywhere on the Billboard, not even in the bubbling under 100 Billboard charts. That's a real deal there, folks. And once again, get over to our website, LostDiscsRadio.com, right? Spell the word discs with a C. And that's whenever you're not emailing us, like all those folks did tonight, at LostDiscsRadio@Yahoo.com. Okay? And it is true, we do this not just for Area 51, but mainly for Randy Tibbins and all his
minions.
All of his minions over at RockinRadio.com. Yeah, check it out over there, folks. And, of course, you would always want to stay tuned for the Rockin' RLT, Music Archives Magazine. Right? And the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips and the mystery person who may be filling in that other fourth mystery slot over there at rockandradio.com. Folks, dial him up and check him over at Live 365 as well for continuous streaming of the madness. Well, once again, thanks to Joe Stacks, thanks to Brad and Gene from Grits Radio for making the scene, right? All right, and good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever.
Oh, nice.
You are.